Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
And Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has become the latest politician to come under the spotlight in the political polling controversy. The Irish Independent is this morning reporting that the Taoiseach's campaign used students posing as representatives of a fictitious polling company as part of his Dáil re-election bid in 2011. In a moment, I'll speak to former Fianna Fáil advisor Derek Mooney. But first, I'm joined on the line by political correspondent with the Irish and Sunday Independent, Hugh O'Connell. Hugh, good morning.
Good morning, Damien. How are you?
Good. It appears that Fine Gael are involved in the same practices as Sinn Féin, which was revealed in your paper earlier this week. Tell us about the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar's campaign of 2011.
Yeah, so as we were reporting on the front page of the Irish Independent this morning, in the run-up to the 2011 general election, Mr. Varadkar's campaign, his organisation, used volunteers and students drawn from young Fine Gael branches, that's the youth wing of Fine Gael, in universities to carry out polling in his Dublin West constituency where he was seeking re-election to the Dáil. He was a first-time TD, he was first elected in 2007. These pollsters, or in inverted quotes, or commas rather, were given fake business cards with the name Political Research Association of Ireland. That's an organisation that doesn't exist. This was written on business cards that they showed on the doors if they were asked to identify where they were from, according to a person we spoke to who took part in the operation. And those carrying out the surveys didn't identify themselves as polling on behalf of Fine Gael. We also reported this morning that they were told, the volunteers, that they would be paid €50 for their work. But one person we spoke to said they were never paid for this work. And Leo Varadkar was, of course, re-elected to the Dáil in February 2011 and went on to serve in cabinet before becoming Fine Gael leader and Taoiseach in 2017. So we just could, I suppose, report a bit more detail with regards to this. Varadkar's spokesman told us last night that since 2016, all polling carried out by Fine Gael Party has been done through market research companies and private contractors, but they did acknowledge that prior to that, in constituencies including Dublin West, volunteers or paid students carried out surveys for the party. This practice was discontinued because it was no longer considered to be appropriate. People asked to take part in the survey were told that the purpose was a political opinion poll and consensus sought to take part. The surveys or sample ballot papers were anonymised, and Fine Gael is making the point that no names or personal data was recorded or retained.
Okay.
In this operation.
All right. Stay there, Hugh, because Derek Mooney, who's former Fianna Fáil advisor, is with us as well. Derek, good morning to you. Well, what do you make of all of this as somebody that was at the coalface of local politics?
Well, good morning. I think what the big focus over the last couple of days, and in fairness of the Irish Independent have been breaking these stories, has been how people represented themselves when they went to the doors. And there seems to be a huge variety of that, and there seems to be a huge complication about that. There's a first of all, political parties do polling, and they do their polling primarily on a constituency basis. I was listening to the commissioner earlier mentioning this, and I think it makes a good point, which is a lot of times political parties are testing their own candidates, particularly first-time candidates, new candidates, to see if they're getting any push through and if they're kind of registering in the local constituency. The one thing I think political parties have been very careful about is that these are anonymised, so people fill in a sample ballot paper, put it into an envelope, hand the envelope to the thing. But it's how did the person going to the door represent themselves?
Yeah, and I think that is the key. I mean, there's nothing wrong with obviously testing the waters to see whether a certain candidate is worth running or not. But the idea of going to somebody's door, pretending that you're somebody that you aren't. Yeah. I mean, there's something quite sinister about that,
There's a paradox, and I'm not too sure that it's sinister in depending on how it's done and how it's approached, but I think there is a paradox in this, which is that for a poll to be accurate and a poll to be fair, it can't be skewed. So if you go to the door and say, listen, I'm from Fianna Fáil and we're testing to see how these local Fianna Fáil candidates are doing, you're going to get a slightly skewed result.
Could you say I'm here on behalf of a political party?
You could, and I think that's. I think a lot of times you were just being obtuse about it. Would be my understanding from people that I've spoken to over the last couple of days, and then trying to rack my brain from way back then. I also think it's. I also think part of this, and I think the commissioner made the point as well, which is about the kind of when this all happened, which is, I think a lot of people were be a lot more open, or maybe not as questioning of somebody coming to the door, looking for an opinion poll, maybe two decades ago or whatever, than they would be in the last couple of years. And as far as I can make out, is that what you've had is a succession. As time went on, people became a little bit more questioning, and then that's when the problem arises, because the means that certain individuals used to maintain the appearance of independence. And I think that's where this is difficult. And that's why I think effectively political parties have stopped doing it, because it just doesn't work.
Well, there are professionals now that do it on their behalf and charge a pretty penny for it.
There's been professionals. Yeah. I mean, but the thing about it is in terms of when you're doing an opinion poll, the biggest single cost in an opinion poll is actually gathering the data. It's getting those samples out. It's getting people out. Because that's what all the hours are in terms of the polling companies.
Yeah.
That in terms of processing the data, crunching the numbers, etc., that's done by a small number of people, and a lot of that now can be done on the kind of computer learning, or whatever you call the thing, AI. So but the big cost was always that. And where parties have volunteers and they have experienced people, and they'd have experienced canvassers and people who go to the door, and
they can go back to the local hall or wherever they meet afterwards and work out for themselves how things are going. Hugh, just briefly.
My understanding is that the people themselves never did that. That this would be put into envelopes, that be gathered up, and would be sent off to party headquarters or whatever has been done. But professionally, it wasn't done by the individual people collecting them.
All right, Hugh. The pendulum is swinging between nothing to see here, move on, and so serious that we should contact the Gardaí about it. Where is the pendulum on this?
Well, I mean, the Garda Commissioner has been asked to look at this matter by the Fianna Fáil TD, Mark McSharry, who's been pretty appalled by the revelations over the Taoiseach to resign. It warrants an investigation. I mean, you would be talking about going back 20, 30 years to look at these practices. Obviously, some parties only gave it up quite recently or in recent years, but certainly, from what Derek was, something that's been going on for many years.
Right.
Was there any criminality? I don't know. I think in terms of the fact that it's embroiled, all parties are engulfed in it, the smaller ones like Labour and Social Democrats have said they didn't do anything like this. It's a plague on all their houses. It lowers the standing of politicians even further in the public's mind. Will it have a major impact at the ballot box? I'm not so sure, but I guess we'll see in the Dublin Bay South by-election next month.
All right, OK, we're going to leave it there. Derek Mooney and Hugh O'Connell, thank you both very much. And we'll be discussing this and more in the Friday gathering later on the show.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.